Well, currently we have a auto train accident at the intersection of Dodge and Finfeather. It occurred at about 4:15 this afternoon. And currently the train is stopped and it's affecting multiple railroad crossings. Let me back up. The driver of the truck is okay. Basically, the truck stopped at the railroad tracks. The arms came down on top of the cab of the vehicle. So the driver decided to make a U-turn because there was a vehicle on the other side of the tracks. So they did a U-turn, and as they stopped, when they turned, the train clipped the back end. Luckily, the driver is okay. They were transported to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But, however, the major effect now is that the railroad is conducting their own investigation, and the train will remain stopped until they do so. So that could be several hours. The intersection, that train stretches from Dodge and Finfeather all the way past Graham Road. So it'll cross over 29th Street, and then it curves towards 2818 and crosses over Graham Road and I can't remember the other intersection, Brazos. So all those intersections between there are going to be affected. So we encourage people that if they have to get across, they need to go all the way down to 28th Street at Highway 21, or they can cross at Carson.
Or if they want to go even further south, or
correct,
if they want to go further south, I guess Villa Maria then would
Villa be. Maria gets them underneath the bridge, yeah.
And then further north then? If you can't cross through downtown Bryan, then at WJB.
Right. Most of downtown Bryan is passable. It crosses over 29th Street, and then at 28th Street, it curves and goes to the west to 2818. So it does not cross William Joel Bryan. It does not cross the downtown area.